Rumble Revolution Hotline. I see Coach Foley standing by, and I'm sure he's got a lot of work to do. I know they get shoot around at noon, so let's get him in so he can get out and get back to business. Tonight, the UALR women and the North Texas women, as well as the UALR and North Texas men. It's a doubleheader tonight. It's a snow makeup game. Coach Foley, is this our first snow makeup game in UALR history, at least since you've been there?
It's the first one since I've been here, Justin.
I can't remember of any, yeah, I was going to say. So tonight we say goodbye to a spectacular collection of seniors, a prolific bunch that has put up thousands of points and minutes and everything else. They had the numbers in the paper today. I thought they did a nice job of summing that up. So maybe just if you would touch on your seniors, you'll be saying goodbye tonight, at least for home games-wise, and hopefully we get to see several more games out of them as we go through the Sun Belt Tournament and on into the NCAAs.
Well, we hope so, and you're right. It's a very unique bunch. You know, they've won over 100 games, won four championships, West championships since they've been here. They've been in two NITs and NCAAs, so not many seniors can say they've done what they've done. They're very special, and, you know, when we recruited them, they came in as kind of unknown players and developed into three of the best players in the country, so very proud of these kids.
Now, if you guys didn't have the snow game, you would have been off all week until your first tournament game, is that right?
Exactly. We wouldn't play till Sunday. So I kind of like it that we don't have a whole week off. So it turned out pretty good, really.
Yeah. So, again, they'll get a bye. You guys get a bye in the first round on Saturday. Play Sunday. And I can't remember the game time. I know we looked at it. I'll have to find my bracket here. Do you know what time you guys play Sunday?
We play at 2:15, Justin, okay. on Sunday, yeah.
All right. And you guys are on the big court?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's
I think that's right.
Cause Summit Arena.
Yeah. You get the two courts working, Summit Arena and then the Convention Center. It's a spectacular setup. And we haven't talked to you much, I guess, since they extended the contract out beyond. But I've got to believe that you're thrilled to have it here in Central Arkansas.
Oh, I'm tickled to death. I think it helps our fans. And, you know, with the sport we've had the last couple of years, it makes it easy for them to get down there and watch us play. And hopefully, again, you know, we've been in the finals the last 2 years. So hopefully we can do that again and get everybody down there.
What kinds of things will you say to your seniors tonight? Anything special, or you just try to make it business as usual?
Well, you know, we're going to do it at the halftime of the men's game, so it makes it a little easier that you don't have all the crying and the emotions right before your own game. So I kind of like that part of it, that we get to do it at the men's game. And
from you or the players?
It's going to be both. Yeah. Well, I don't know about the players, but it's going to be out of me. I know that, because I've got to worry about trying to put together a bunch like this next year. That's a hard bunch to follow right there,
yeah,
but that's what it's all about. But, yeah, I'm going to miss these guys. They, like I say, they've done a lot of things. I'm very proud of them, and, you know, I know they're proud of what they've done. And I'm sure they're looking forward to tonight and the parents being there and everything, and I hope we have a great crowd for them.
When do you think you'll cry more, tonight at senior night or next year when you're making out your lineup and you realize that they're not there?
Probably next year whenever I don't write down Azrael Chass and Shanika Butler. I'll probably be thinking, God, who's going to score, who's going to play defense, and who's going to pass the ball? Because, you know, they all got their specialties, and that's the reason they're all, different, but they're all great in their own way, and that's what makes a great team.
We had Coach Peoples up here in the last couple of weeks, and we were talking about it was kind of one of the big stories, I guess, is that you've got all these returners, and the expectations are extremely high. The defense has been maybe better than ever before, but offensively, y'all have struggled a little bit, at least compared to last year's team. Seems like maybe the last couple of games, though, you guys seem to be moving the right direction offensively. You feel good about where you are right now?
Well, I don't think we played extremely well the last two games. I didn't think we played South Alabama. We played very good offense the first half. Second half was spotty and didn't play great defense. And then at Arkansas State, I didn't think we did either one very well. So if the last two games are an indication, you know, then I'm really worried. But I've had teams do that before after they've won, you know, the championship, the conference or whatever, and then kind of relax and then, you know, maybe gear back up and get ready to go tournament-wise. So I've got my fingers crossed that's what happens to this bunch. I hope that's what happens.
You're locked in for your number one seed. What are you looking for from your team tonight?
Well, I'd like for us to play a good defensive game tonight to get back in the groove of communicating and not giving up easy shots, and then not be sporadic on offense, have something pretty continuity to go on offense, and just look for a good overall game and hopefully get us tuned up and get us ready for Sunday.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and look forward to seeing you down in Hot Springs this weekend, and lots of luck through the tournament. Love to see you guys win the championship this year. It was, we go back to last year, and I know it was a tough one to accept. It was a little bit lessened, I guess, when you were able to get that at-large bid, but my goodness, what an unbelievable championship game last year, and hopefully get back there this year and win it.
I hope so. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate you guys.